Are you ready for universal credit? You better be, because I think it comes in on Wednesday. Let me speak to Kevin Higgins from Advice NI. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Wednesday is an important date, isn't it?
Well, it is, yes. It's proposed that universal credit will roll out in Limavady from Wednesday. And as you know, universal credit replaces means-tested working-age benefits, the likes of your job seeker's allowance, your employment and support allowance, tax credits and housing benefits. So all of that into the one universal credit. And for new claimants, the plan is that it'll roll out in Limavady on Wednesday, although Advice NI is calling for that to be halted or whatever, given various issues that we have with it.
And just explain why Limavady is relevant and you're not mentioning other parts of Northern Ireland.
Because the department are rolling out universal credit, so it's not coming in everywhere all at once in Northern Ireland. So they're starting to roll it out in Limavady. The plan is from Wednesday, and then in Limavady postcode areas. Then it'll move to places like Ballymoney, Maherfelt and Coleraine before Christmas, and then various other postcode areas. And then they get to the point, I think around late summer of next year, where it will be rolled out and in place right across Northern Ireland. That's the plan anyway.
So those receiving income-based job seekers allowance, income-related employment and support allowance, income support, child tax credits, the working tax credit and housing benefit, getting it all in one sum.
That's right. So all of those working age means tested benefits, it's a huge shift, and I suppose that's what we're seeing. It's already been rolling out in places in Great Britain, and already there are very many reports of the issues that is bringing up. So, for example, Universal Credit, actually it's a digital online application, as opposed to what many people will be used to, you know, with JSA and income support and so on, where you maybe have a paper-based application, you maybe ring up and your data claim is taken from the date of that phone call. All of that is disappearing now. Universal Credit, it's a digital online application. And I suppose our single biggest issue with it is that the inbuilt system of payment means that you won't get your first payment until at least 6 weeks. And DWP research tells us that 1 in 4 UC claimants actually have to wait more than 6 weeks.
And the credit will be paid once a month rather than fortnightly or weekly. It goes directly into the bank account. And am I right, if both you and your partner each receive the benefit, this changes to a single payment for the household?
That's right. And I suppose I should highlight that some of the mitigations that have already been secured by Northern Ireland is this issue of fortnightly payment. And so it means then that you don't have to wait for the monthly each cycle. But actually, the issue with that, Frank, is that, so say you wait for your initial 6 weeks, if you're paid fortnightly, you actually don't get even all your money after that 6 week period. You get a chunk of it, and then you go into a bi-monthly cycle. So again, Advice NI feels that is likely to cause hardship for people where they've been waiting for an extended period of time for money, and then actually because of the fortnightly payment arrangements, they won't get all of their money, they'll get some of it, and then a fortnight later they get the next chunk of it, and then so on a bi-monthly basis. So it's a big change for people, and actually, I mean, we're hearing very concerning issues being raised across GB where it is rolled out. Things like that digital system, the six-week wait, problems unique to Northern Ireland here about identity verification. There's an online system that goes hand in hand with the universal credit system, and it apparently does have problems with our forms of identity here, the likes of Irish passports and Northern Ireland driver's licenses. I should point out that you can go into a local office and get that verified face-to-face. But in our view, the whole point of this is that it's a digital system. That digital system needs to be fit for purpose.
Okay, it is happening on Wednesday in Limavady, full stop or not?
Advice NI is calling for it not to happen. There's a couple of things I would say around that. The department originally had said that it should be rolled out from today, the 25th of September, and they pushed it to the 27th. Advice NI is clearly saying it should not roll out on Wednesday in Limavady. We understand and expect imminently an announcement in GB by the GB minister to pause the rollout of universal credit in GB, simply to learn the lessons, to listen to what people are saying about the concerns about it. So we are saying, why would we roll out a universal credit system in Limavady on Wednesday when there's this imminent announcement expected in GB? So why would we roll out a system that isn't fully fit for purpose?
They're leaving it very late to make a decision on it.
Well, they are, but it's a very fluid situation at the moment. It's only last week where it became clear that actually there are noises in GB that something should happen. For example, a colleague of the minister was on Daily Politics and was saying that the minister's listening to concerns, he's analysing the data really closely. And then the expectation grew towards the end of last week. So it is a very fluid situation. But again, we would repeat, the department did push this from the 25th to the 27th. Surely it's not too much to ask to push this to, say, next Wednesday or a few days later, just so that we're not rolling out something that actually has been paused in GB.
OK. Kevin Higgins from Advice NI. Kevin, thank you very much indeed. Let me speak to Sean Brady, who's a development worker with the human rights group Participation and Practice of Rights. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
If you had your way, it wouldn't be rolled out at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, the culture within the broad strokes of welfare reform the last load of years have led to sort of unmitigated catastrophe for people, hunger, sickness, poverty and death. And what we are hoping is that the department will use its existing powers to implement a human rights checklist before decisions are made to stop the sole income of sick, disabled and unemployed people.
And you feel that it's going to disadvantage many more people than it's actually going to assist. The government reckons it'll assist more people. One thing, it'll root out people who aren't deserving. And number two, it's a smoother system that will benefit everyone.
I can't see how that'll be the case. It certainly isn't reflected in the figures that we've collated, both from the government's own statistics here across the water and at the social security agencies in Belfast over the last 4 years. We've been assisting sick, disabled and unemployed people to gather their own data at every social security agency in Belfast and indeed in Derry. That data has shown an increase in sanctions, an increase in income being stopped, an increase in food poverty, an increase in fuel poverty and so on, and an increase in the limitation of people's rights in terms of appeal, representation, advice and all of that before a decision is made. So what we are saying quite clearly is that the government have powers that exist already that won't break with the parity principle of implementing a simple check before someone's money is stopped, as opposed to all of the processes that kick in after their money has been stopped. And that's on the table at the minute. It's supported by all of the political parties, by Advice NI, the Law Centre, the trade union movement, including the union representing decision makers and frontline staff. And we're hoping that Dennis McMahon, who we met with earlier in the year in June, will implement that simple human rights checklist and introduce that, whether universal credit is brought in or is not, because the current benefit system is in absolute disarray and thousands of people are facing financial sanction on an annual basis already.
Kevin Higgins from Advice NI, using the term, it's a fluid situation, which more or less sums it up. Do you really believe that it might be done away with?
Universal credit?
Universal credit.
It could well be, but I think what we have to challenge more than anything is the culture now within our social security system of treating everyone on social security as suspicious, treating them as a person who must be assessed on an annual basis, a constant circle of assessment and prodding and poking, which causes more harm than good and costs more than it saves. I think that's the culture that needs to be challenged. And what we're seeking to do is to challenge that using human rights legislation that the government is already bound by. So basic things like an impact assessment. If I stop this money today, will a child not be fed tomorrow? That question isn't being asked. And indeed, Nikki, the Children's Commissioner, are asking those questions of the department as well. How could you possibly have a system in place that doesn't ask the question, will a child starve if this decision takes place?
Do you accept,
and that's what we have in place at the minute.
Do you accept the shysters have to be rooted out?
I think if you look at the broad sort of crux of welfare reform, it has had nothing to do with rooting out anyone. It may be put across like that, and it may be effective to say that in the press, and it may be effective to say that to the media from a government perspective, that that's what it's about. But when you look at the figures in terms of fraud within the benefit system, it is minuscule, absolutely minuscule, and definitely does not warrant a blanket policy of punishment across every sick, disabled and unemployed person who has a right to access funds in this part of the world than anywhere else has a right to access an income so that they can live a meaningful life free from poverty.
Okay, Sean Brady, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. Thanks for your time, Sean. Good morning to you. 90 333 105.